Michael, it's Rick Dees.
Rick, how are you?
How are you?
How you been doing?
Couldn't be better, sir. And you're in Toronto now.
Yes, I'm in Toronto. I just decided to come up here and write music.
You know who else is living in Toronto now? Prince. Prince decided to move from Minneapolis to Toronto.
The singer?
Yeah, Prince the singer.
You're kidding.
And he and his wife, in fact, Jimmy Jam told me that they're living there now.
Mm. Jimmy Jam is so nice.
Is he the best?
Yeah.
But I want to thank you for what you are doing on Saturday. Everybody is so incredibly jazzed. Now, I have seen your wonderful, beautiful ranch, but most people just fantasize about what it would be like just to walk the grounds. And now we're going to get a chance. Now, will you be there?
Yes, I will be there.
All right.
That's what we wanted to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will be there.
Hey, listen, Commander Chuck Street said he really enjoyed taking you up the helicopter.
Oh, that guy is so nice.
Isn't he the nice?
Man
he has 20,000 hours, and he said that it was just a wonderful experience and that you had wanted to see the ranch from a mountain, like in the back, but where the forest is.
Right, Mount Catherine.
He said that Mount Catherine is almost 29,000 feet. No, just... But, no. How tall is she?
Personally, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
She's really tall.
Yeah. Is quiet... You know, when I was there, Sophia Loren's sons were there that afternoon.
Yeah, we were riding quads.
Yes, we were riding quads, and that was like the first time anybody had ever seen an ATV. And it was wonderful. But, at the same time, I didn't want to leave. That's probably how you feel when you leave, isn't it?
Oh, God bless you. Thank you. Well, you know you're always welcome, Rick. You know that.
Well, what a nice thing to say, Michael. And, you know, Saturday is very special, too, because I don't know if people understand that that there are different ways to raise money for great causes. But for you to open your home for Make-A-Wish and other foundations is really special to us.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you so much.
Can you catch us up to speed now over the last few months? First of all, how are the kids? Are they doing all right?
All the children are fine.
They were in the helicopter the other night, and Chuck Street said they're just absolutely so well-behaved and the nicest. But at the same time, over the last 6 or 7 months and all, how busy have you been?
I'm always busy. I never stop. I'm a workaholic. I love work.
You really do, don't you?
Yes, I love it.
So, you've been in Toronto. Have you written any songs?
Yes, I'm writing lots.
I'd like you to meet Ellen Kay, who just walked in.
I was waiting for my formal introduction.
Yes, Michael, this is Ellen Kay.
Hello, Ellen.
Hi,
hey,
Michael. It's nice to meet you, finally.
You too.
I hope one day you can come in the studio, because we'd love to kind of just be around you and bring the kids.
I love it. That would be cool, because I love you guys' station. Wonderful.
The last we talked, you said that you keep in shape solely by dancing. And when I saw the shot of you, I think it was about 2 or 3 weeks ago, you're still in really good shape. Is it still just dance that keeps you in shape?
I just like to dance around to music that I like.
Mm-hmm.
And chasing two kids, that'll keep you in shape.
Yes, running after children.
I have a toddler myself, and once they get those tennis shoes on... There's no slowing down.
I know. But it's mainly just I enjoy dancing. I could walk around the lake at Neverland.
Now, I should point out that the lake at Neverland is absolutely, it's right in the very front, at least one of them.
Uh-huh.
And you just want to dive in.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
Thanks.
Now, Prince and Paris, how are they different? What are their likes and dislikes? What can you tell as a parent? You know, Prince likes this and Paris likes this.
Well, they like, in truth, they like the same thing. He doesn't like girl toys.
Mm-hmm.
I always wanted a daughter, so all the years I've toured, I bought all these dolls, and I filled the whole room up full of dolls. So when I have a daughter, that would be her bedroom. And first time I brought her in there, when she was old enough to walk, she just walked right past it. She likes boy toys. She likes trucks and cars. Whatever Prince wants, she wants.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
And there's a whole room of dolls, and she just walks right through them.
Yeah.
Oh. The first time I met Michael, mm-hmm. Ellen, it was not in a... Well, first of all, we saw each other on a TV show, but the first time we got a chance to socialize,
right.
It was at a place called Robbie's Hobbies.
Mm-hmm.
And we both got into little They're radio controlled cars, RC cars.
I like those too. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were so much fun.
You have a great memory.
Well, thank you. And so I had a Jeep made up for Michael, and he would take it on tour, and he would hide behind like a curtain or something, and then this car would just show up at someone's feet, and then it would stop, and then they'd jump around, and then he'd bring the car back to him, and they never knew it was Mike behind the controls. Great. So it was fun.
That's cool.
Great fun.
So now, Michael, we're going to have a huge party. Do you mind? Obviously, we're not going to tear up the house or anything, but what rules should we put down?
Just to be kind to one another and have a wonderful time. I'll be kind of watching from a distance and joining, and I hope I get to say hi to you.
Oh, absolutely. When you go back to your bedroom, you okay, like really late?
Yeah.
I'll be in the closet.
Okay.
Rick, stop it. You don't have to take that, Michael.
There you go.
Again, on behalf of Make-A-Wish and all the people, too, Michael, thank you so much.
God bless you, and say hi to your wonderful family.
Oh, I certainly will. Julie says hi, too.
Oh, I tell her I said hi.
She just she knows so many things, little stories about Mike, and they're buddies.
And sweet person.
I can't wait to see your animals on the ranch, because I'm a huge animal lover, so... I hope
lots of animals.
Yeah, cool.
You still have the trampoline?
Yes, we found the route. I don't want to say.
Kevin Dees was asking about that.
So, we found that snake, remember?
Oh, man. We went out in the woods. Now, this is way away from his home, so don't be afraid. But we found, Michael and I found a baby rattlesnake.
Ooh, now those are really potent because their poison is even stronger because it's so concentrated.
Well, so Mike is walking up to the snake, and about four guys jump in front of him and said, "What, are you crazy? Not with your CD just released."
Yeah, because people will take a bite for him.
Yeah. So a couple of guys took a hit like...
It didn't hurt, Michael.
That was something.
Oh, it was something else. But he called him Rattling Rick. Hey, Mike, we'll see you on Saturday, okay?
Okay, Rick. God bless you.
God bless you.
Say hi to everybody.
My best to Prince in Paris, too.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you.
Michael Jackson, Rick Dees in the morning. That's what it's all about, the world-exclusive interview. He'll only do one.